Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 236 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, before I bring in my first guest tonight, I just wanted to talk a little cross country. I just got back from the state qualifying meet at Ames, where both the Ankeny boys and girls teams advanced to state with very strong performances. The Hawks dominated the boys race, led by Ethan Zuber, who got a second place finish, and Ike Smith, who finished third. That was only the second loss of the season for Zuber, as he lost a very close race to the state's number two ranked runner, Nat Niall Kifle of Sioux City North. Just like those, the two of them did up at Fort Dodge, they came down the home stretch just neck and neck, and it was just anybody's race. And at the wire, Kifle just edged Zuber by 0.3 seconds. So that was a heck of a race, and I'm sure we'll see the same kind of race unfold next week at the state meet. But that was a great performance by the Hawks, as they pretty much dominated the meet. And the Ankeny girls placed second and also qualified for state. So that was a nice performance by them as well. The Hawkettes were led by Drew Beeson, as she placed second individually. And teammate Sophia Graber also earned a top 10 finish, as she placed ninth. So both of those teams will advance to the state meet next Friday up at Fort Dodge. And over in Iowa City today, both of these Centennial teams also qualified for state. The Centennial girls pretty much dominated that race, as all seven of the Jaguar runners placed in the top 15, which allows them to be individual qualifiers. They were led by Annika Moorhauser, who easily won the race by about 30 seconds. And the Centennial boys also qualified for state by placing second. The Jaguars were led by A.J. Schermerhorn's second place finish. And I think it was three other runners also placed in the top 15 to qualify individually. So it should be a fun state meet next week up at Fort Dodge. And you can check back later for all the coverage of both meets on AnkenyFanatic.com. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of volleyball tonight, as the Class 5A postseason is underway. Both Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial will be hosting regional semifinal matches on Thursday, and I'll be talking to a standout player from each team tonight. My first guest is a junior outside hitter for the second-ranked Centennial squad, and she has helped the Jaguars to a 28-6 record. She leads the team and ranks third in Class 5A with 379 kills while hitting 255 on the season. She also ranks third on the squad with 207 digs. She is Delaney Miller. Delaney, thanks for joining me. How
are
you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season thus far. I know you were honored recently for collecting your 500th career kill, but I looked up your stats and I see that you've now surpassed 650 career kills, and you could have as many as five more matches this season. You're certainly on pace to reach 1,000 kill career mark next year. You know, did you ever imagine when you got into a handful of matches as a freshman that you might be able to rack up, you know, these kind of numbers in your career?
I think that when I was a freshman, I knew I had a lot of developing still to do, and I was just buying into that process, and I think that everyone could kind of see my potential, and I kind of was buying into that too, and just working my butt off every practice in club season, and in school season too. I hope that I would become a great player, and I'm very blessed to be putting up these stats.
Well, your team has had a great season. You guys won two tournaments, and you placed second in the very competitive CIML conference with a 7-1 record. You closed out the regular season last Tuesday with a 5-set win at number 3 Waukee Northwest, and that was a tremendous match that was, you know, certainly worthy of a state tournament battle. You know, you have to feel like that match was great preparation for the postseason, don't you think?
Yeah, I thought it was great. It was so competitive, and I think that our team has definitely showed how good we are this season, and I think that we can continue to keep growing, and that was a great like preview for that state battle coming up. And I think that it was great to see where we are and to feel that pressure in that moment and to kind of overcome the third set loss, fourth set loss, to go into the fifth and just absolutely dominate there.
Well, you guys had to dig really deep to win that match. You know, after winning the first two sets, like you mentioned, Waukee Northwest came storming back. They won the next two sets, and they took a 14-12 lead in set five. You know, so the Wolves had two match points, but you guys, you know, then reeled off the next 4 points to win the match in dramatic fashion. You know, do you think that win gives your team a lot of momentum? I mean, how much different do you think your mindset would have been over the last week if you had lost that match?
I think that whether we won or lost, I think that we would have bounced back no matter what happened. I think that that win definitely gave us some good momentum going into practice. And like I said, like it showed what we were capable of doing and just setting our mind and like going to work every single practice. It gave us a lot of confidence going into where we are now in the postseason. And I think that that'll continue to help us as the state road continues.
Well, your team has had a week now to just practice and get ready for the postseason. What have you guys been focusing on in practice?
I think just a little bit of everything. I know that we can keep developing all of our skills, and we're trying to really work on just playing as a team and getting off to fast starts and keeping those leads so that we can go in with a mindset that we're going to dominate and then just complete that.
Well, I wanted to ask you about your serving ability. You do lead the team with 42 aces, but you have struggled at times with some serving errors. You've had 36 of them on the season, and you're now serving at an 88.7% clip, which is about 5 percentage points below the team's average. And I don't know if you've worked on your serving much over the last week, but is it kind of hard to weigh sometimes, you know, how aggressive you should be? I mean, because obviously you want to get the aces, but you don't want to have an error either.
Yeah, so for club season, I was a 3-rotation player, so I didn't get the opportunity to serve. So I think this season I've definitely just been focusing on trying to be aggressive, but also getting back into that role. I know it's very important for me to get my serve over and in at times, so I do focus on that, but I also want to be very aggressive from the serving line. Sometimes a little bit too aggressive, but I think that with my aces, it pays off, and especially in those some of those big moments, but I do know when to just hold myself back a little bit and just get them in.
Well, your team found out last night who your first opponent will be. Iowa City West swept Waterloo East in 3 sets, so the Trojans will bring a 9-24 mark into the Centennial Gym for regional semifinal tomorrow night. Now, do you guys know much about Iowa City West? Did you guys watch the match last night?
No, we didn't, but we did go over a scouting report today and just kind of prepared ourselves for what was going to be on the other side. But I think we definitely going into this postseason, we've been trying to work on just playing our game instead of focusing on what the other side will be doing. So I think that's going to be a big mindset going into this game and then the next games ahead.
Well, yeah, I think Iowa City West has lost to 4 different teams that your squad has defeated, and Ankeny is one of them. So it sounds like, you know, if you guys kind of come out and play your game, that you feel like you should be able to advance.
I'm really confident in our ability and what we can do on our side of the net. So as long as we stick to that, I think that would be great.
Well, if you guys do win, you would then host number 15 Council Bluffs Lincoln or Sioux City West in the regional final on Tuesday. Now, Lincoln just swept West in a match last Tuesday, so the Lynx are clearly the favorite to advance. Is that who you would expect to see in the regional final?
Yeah, I think that everyone's kind of preparing for that, and just knowing that we have to go out this tomorrow and just play our best ball so that we can be ready for that and continue to work hard in practices just to keep being better, even though like it is a little bit of a like down stretch in those two beginning games, but I think that we're going to be ready for Abe Lincoln.
Well, Lincoln has a traditionally strong program, and the Lynx were actually the last team to defeat Centennial in regional play. They swept the Jaguars in a regional final in 2019. Lincoln has a talented outside hitter in Hudson Rao, who leads the team with 330 kills. Do you know much at all about her or the team?
I don't know much about their team at all, but again, I think we're just going to focus on ourselves, and I know that our best, we always say in our gym, our best can be anyone's best. So I think just focusing on that and preparing for that, but not being too overly stressed about it, because we know we're a good squad and they're going to come out great, but we're going to have to just go out and dominate like we want to.
Well, obviously your team's goal is to get back to the state tournament at Extreme Arena in Coralville. You guys are seeking a 4th consecutive trip to state. Last year your team won a 5-set thriller against Dowling Catholic in the quarterfinals before falling to the eventual champs from Iowa City Liberty in 4 sets in the semifinals. Now, I think you guys have 5 players who played key roles on that team. So do you think the experience that you guys gained a year ago will be helpful if you can get back there?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And we did have a couple players that were on the bench for that, so they know what to expect for that environment too. So preparing the younger players that don't have as much experience there is going to be pretty key for us. But I think that all of us are just really, really excited to get back there, hopefully. And no matter what happens, like, it's just going to be a great experience, and we're just going to continue to play for each other.
Well, the final rankings came out last week, and if all the top seeds advance to the state tournament, there will be 6 teams from the CIML conference in the 8-team field, so it could almost be like a conference tournament. And if there aren't any upsets, you guys could face number 7 Ankeny in the quarterfinals, number 3 Northwest in the semifinals, and number 1 Dowling in the championship match. And you've had 5-set matches with all 3 of those teams this season. So you're kind of excited about the path that your team could have to take to get a state title? I mean, would you enjoy playing Ankeny again?
Yeah, I think that no matter what happens, it's going to be our path to hopefully becoming state champions. So we're just going to accept, we're going to accept that, and we're going to fight whoever we play. And like I said earlier, like, we've been focusing on playing just our game instead of focusing on who's on the other side of the net. So I think just in these, like, last weeks, it's just been a real focus on bettering our ball instead of kind of preparing for what other people can, like, give to us.
Well, Dowling is the only team that has defeated your squad twice this season, so I'm sure you would love another shot at the Maroons, you know, and it would have to come in the title match. What do you think it's going to take for someone to knock off Dowling? What would be the key to beating them?
I think that on our side of the net, we'd really have to serve and pass great and just continue to play our best ball. We want to run a fast offense for them because they do have a pretty big block. And we'd also like to serve them off the court so that their offense isn't as effective there. They are a great squad, but I think that, like I said earlier, our best ball can beat pretty much anyone's ball. So just continuing to be us and continuing to up our level of play every practice that we have and just going with the mindset that we're going to win that game and just being really confident.
Well, it should be a fun postseason. I'm looking forward to it, and I'll be at your match tomorrow night. So good luck tomorrow. I'll see you there, and thanks for coming that night.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. MJ Properties is also a sponsor of the podcast, and MJ is also now the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic, so we appreciate their support, as well as MJ supplying the office over here at the New Standard Building behind the Come and Go on Northeast 36. This is where we record our weekly podcast now. We've been doing it here for a little over a year now, and we appreciate the amenities over here. It's a really nice place if you've never been over here. Well, before I bring in my second guest, I just wanted to talk a little football coming up here this weekend. We got two big games. The Ankeny Hawks will host Cedar Rapids Washington in their regular season finale. Ankeny is currently ranked 8th in the RPI rankings. The Hawks are safely in the playoffs, I think. They do need a win this Friday, I think, to wrap up maybe a home game for the first round. I'm not sure how much playing Washington will hurt their RPI, though, because Washington does have a 1-7 record, so that might hurt the Hawks' strength of schedule. So I'm not sure if there's any chance that they would fall any lower than 8, even with a win. I guess we'll have to see how that shakes out, but the Hawks certainly will have a chance to maybe host a game if they get the win. They don't want to lose to Washington, that's for sure. And then Centennial will be playing over at Urbandale, and that's a big game for both teams, as Centennial is ranked 14th and Urbandale is 19th. Both teams are 4-4, and Urbandale desperately needs to win to have any chance of getting into the playoffs. Centennial is 14th, and a loss there could knock the Jaguars out, so they definitely want to get a win there to secure their spot in the playoff field. They're probably looking at going on the road in the first round, though, even with a victory. I'll just have to see how the final rankings shake out, but I do look for both Ankeny and Centennial to come away with wins this week, and you can look for some coverage throughout the weekend from both games. All right, my other guest tonight is a junior libero for the number 7 Ankeny team, and she has helped the Hawkettes to a 22-14 record. She leads the team and ranks 2nd in Class 5A with 449 digs. She also has a team-high 34 aces and ranks 3rd on the squad with 106 assists. Earlier this fall, she verbally committed to play in college at Auburn. She is Bailey Carlson. Bailey, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season thus far. I know you were honored recently for collecting your 500th career dig, and you've now surpassed 600 digs in your career and are on pace to reach the 1,000 dig career milestone next year. Now, when did you start playing volleyball, and did you realize right away that the back row was where you're going to have to excel if you wanted to have success in the sport?
Actually, no. Like, I started off as a setter, and I did like tons and tons of setting lessons, and my mom probably paid thousands of dollars to help me grow as a setter. And I started probably fourth, fifth grade playing AVBA volleyball. And once I started playing like real club is when I started hitting and setting. Mm-hmm. And then one year, I think it was my 13 or 14th year, my club coach, who coaches for Dowling, just turned me into a DS. And then the year after that, I became a libero.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like I mentioned, you have 106 assists, so yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
You used to be a setter. So, well, this has certainly been an up-and-down season, you know, for your team, as you guys have battled one injury after another.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys have had to put a different lineup on the court just about every week. Your team closed out the regular season last Thursday at the Dyke New Hartford Quadrangular, where you had to deal with another setback, as starting outside hitter Olivia Ikey was out of the lineup due to medical reasons. Your team went 1-2 on the night, but you did lose to two of the best teams in Class 2A, number 6 Sumner Fredericksburg and number 1 Dyke New Hartford. You know, what did you think of your team's performance up there?
I thought we, our back row for sure was doing really good. I think we were like pursuing after every ball. I think it was just like, yeah, like missing Liv is probably a big like kill leader on our team. So it's kind of hard for like executing reasons. But yeah, I think we were close with our second team. I think they're like the Frederick team or whatever. I'm not really sure mm-hmm. how to pronounce their name. Uh-huh. But other than that, I think we played decent. I think it was just Dyke is just one of the top teams in the nation. I think they were amazing. But yeah, I think we played decent. I don't think we played at our full potential though.
Well, yeah, I know Dyke is unbeaten and they might be the state's, you know, best team regardless of class.
Yeah.
Do you think they're as good as any of the class 5A teams that you've played?
Yes, I think they could probably beat anybody in 5A if they wanted to.
Well, your team did have a big win over number 8 Valley last Tuesday in your regular season finale. Well, not your regular season finale, obviously. That was your conference finale. You swept the Tigers in 3 sets, and that allowed your team to place 4th in the very competitive conference with a 5-3 record. That win also avenged 2 earlier losses to Valley. You know, do you think that win showed what your team is capable of when you're clicking on all cylinders?
Yeah, I think that just knowing that we lost to them twice previously this season and last year at state kind of just like flipped the switch in our brain, like thinking, okay, we have to like full on push. And I think that was just kind of like closing out our like regular season mm-hmm. is kind of just like, we just put our all in to just show how we usually play, and we swept them. So it was really nice to see that like our hard work is paying off and like beating a good team like that.
Well, your team has had a week now to just practice and get ready for the postseason. What have you guys been focusing on in practice?
Mostly new lineups and like figuring out like what's best for us. And most likely it'll be like, it is going to even change like, even tomorrow when we play Urbandale. Cause we have our middle is out with like a knee injury just for like tomorrow. But so our lineup will switch. And then even after that, I don't know how that's going to be, but we also been practicing serve receive and like perfecting everything that we had, just perfecting everything and making sure like every single touch on the ball is going to make us better.
Was, is that Ava you're talking about?
This yes. Kind of
okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, you guys just have had one injury after another.
Yeah.
So. Well, I haven't talked to coach this week, so I haven't even heard what Olivia's status is. So is she going to be back?
Or yes, she's back now.
Oh, okay. Well, you lose one, you get one back.
Yeah.
So. Well, your team did find out last night who your first opponent would be. You mentioned it would be Urbandale.
Yeah.
They beat Council Bluffs Jefferson in 4 sets. So the Jayhawks will bring a 10-21 mark into the gym for regional semifinal tomorrow. Now, you guys just swept Urbandale in a match on October 5th, so you're obviously familiar with them. And, of course, Coach Bethke knows the Jayhawks very well since she coached there for the last 23 seasons before coming here this summer to take over the program. Do you kind of feel like if you guys just come out and play your game that the result will take care of itself?
Yeah, I think we just need to focus on our side. And even if the ball isn't getting like hit as hard as like other teams in our conference, we still just need to be on our toes and ready for everything. So then if we just execute on our side, it should be like a decently easy game for us if we just execute.
Well, if you guys do win, you would then host number 14 Iowa City Liberty, or Tom won the regional final on Tuesday. Now Liberty is the defending state champ, so are you kind of expecting to see the Lightning, you know, in the regional final?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, your team has played Liberty at 3 different tournaments this season, and after winning the first 2 matches against them, the Lightning did win the last meeting at the Waverly Shell Rock tournament on September 30th. Now, each of the last 2 matches was decided in a very close 3rd set, so you've had some really even matchups with them, haven't you?
Yeah. I think last time we played them is when Cam was sick, so I think that was, like, one of our big reasons. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think we just didn't execute that game whatsoever, and same with, like, our serve receive wasn't great. So I think if we just put everything together and make it all click, it should be good.
Well, obviously your team's goal is to get back to the state tournament at Extreme Arena in Coralville. You guys are seeking a 6th consecutive trip to state. Last year your team entered the state tournament ranked number 2 and riding a 17-match winning streak, but you lost in the quarterfinals to Valley. Now, for those of you who played in that match, I'm sure you guys feel like you have some unfinished business at state, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, the final rankings came out last week, and if all the top seeds advance to the state tournament, there will be 6 teams from your conference in the field. You guys moved up to number 7 in those rankings, and that was significant for a couple of reasons. First of all, it assured you that you would get to host the regional final on your home court, but it also means that if all the top seeds make it to state, you're looking at the possibility of a quarterfinal matchup against number 2 Ankeny Centennial. You know, I'm sure you'd love another shot at the Jaguars, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, of course, you guys lost to Centennial twice this season, but the last meeting on October 3rd was a 5-set marathon. You guys won the first 2 sets before the Jaguars rallied. But I know Coach Bethke felt like that match was almost a win because it showed, you know, the kind of potential that you guys had. What do you think it would take to beat Centennial if you play them again?
I think it has to do with not getting so, I would say, just assuming that we're going to win, because like after winning the first two, I think we're kind of like, oh, we're just going to win the third. It's going to be a sweep. And then we just like they came out like hot and like they played like their normal volleyball and they're really good. So I think we just didn't like assume that they would like come out with that, but then they did. So I think we just need to hold our ground more. And like, instead of giving up and like rolling over for them to just stomp on us, I think we just need to play the same the whole match and like keep pushing.
Well, volleyball is such a game of momentum. You know, like you said, you guys won the first two sets in that match and then they came back. I mean, once you lose that momentum, is it kind of hard to get it back?
For us, I would say we have really good like hype people. Like everybody just gets hype at once. So if we don't have those people or if nobody is getting hype, I think it's really hard to get the momentum back. But if we all work together and we're all like super pumped and positive, I think it's like, for us, it can just be one like click and then we're back.
Well, it's possible if you guys, you know, were to beat Centennial at state that you could then face number 3 Waukee Northwest in the semifinals and number 1 Dowling in the title match. And those are the 3 teams that defeated your squad during conference play. So it could be set up, you know, kind of perfectly for your squad to avenge all 3 of those losses, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Is that something, I mean, would you like to see that happen?
Yeah, that'd be really nice for us.
Well, Bailey, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. I appreciate it. You know, the next couple of weeks should be fun and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had volleyball players Delaney Miller of Ankeny Centennial and Bailey Carlson of Ankeny. I know it's been a busy week for the two of them, so I appreciate their time tonight. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.